Richard, I'm wondering what you make of that FBI memo, because we were showing pictures of Shahed drones. It seems unlikely Iran would have access to Shahed drones in the U.S., but certainly commercial drones jerry-rigged with explosives, we've seen that all over Ukraine.
Perfect example, Anderson. Could the Iranians get their larger drones into the country or off the coast of California? Highly doubtful. But we heard them describe this as an aspirational thought. What we're really concerned about is it becomes inspirational. This is California, the largest Iranian population in the United States, and there certainly could be several people that are sympathetic to the regime. So that's certainly one of the problems.
So this threat, which was described as aspirational, not imminent, what is the intelligence threshold for when the FBI shares this kind of information with other law enforcement agencies?
Well, this is the job of the Joint Terrorism Task Force in every FBI office every single day. They coordinate with all of their partners. In this case, it looks like this information came from the Coast Guard. They collate this information. Again, we heard it's unverified, uncorroborated, no actionable intelligence. But in this day and age, they're going to share that information. They have no choice. Nobody wants to be caught sitting on any of this. And we see that California has taken the appropriate steps. They're going to notify their emergency responders. All the police departments throughout the state are aware of this. And that means they'll just check their traps. They'll talk to the people that they need to talk to any sources, research any ongoing cases, and look to see if anything like this is being planned.